Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're over here in the Canal Side Lounge. We got a cool band in studio with us this morning, Ocean Park Standoff.
Yeah.
Yes, hey. Yes. Let's go down the roster real quick. We got my boy Pete Nappy.
What up?
That's my dude.
Your boy?
That's my dude.
Is this the first time you met him?
No, we met 20 minutes ago.
Oh.
Oh, so now it's your boy.
It's your boy.
It's family.
Yeah. I know Pete is Italian.
That's right.
Yes. Pete's got two parents.
That's right.
And a brother.
That's right.
Dan, wow.
And I believe a dog.
Kind of. Ben, we have
somebody
a
owns
dog.
A dog. And
get
just
your hands
dog.
Off my dog.
We also have Ethan.
Hello.
What's up, Ethan?
Just hanging out.
You're the vocalist of the group.
Allegedly, yes.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And then we have Samantha, a.k.a. Samantha Ronson. How you doing this morning?
Fantastic.
You're fantastic.
And all of you with guitars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get the trio.
We like doing the trio.
They're not actually turned on.
Okay. Just yours?
That's just going to play?
Just looks pretty.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been riding together for about 2 years, and we've been playing together since October.
Are you guys sponsored by Vans?
God, no. I hope so.
If we were, I'd be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you got on the J's.
Yeah. Because yeah, so I saw in your video you were rocking the Vans. So.
Yeah, no, I just love Vans. I wore those shoes till finally Samantha's like, you can't wear those shoes anymore. They're too torn up. So, yeah that was the story.
It was
shoes.
Like but I did get them from six-year-olds. You know like how like kids really beat their shoes to pieces? Well, they were like that.
Did they have the little rollers on the bottom? And
no.
Yeah. That would be
Heelys. Bad. Pants don't have rollies on the bottom.
We're sponsored by Heelys.
Yeah.
I wish.
You guys are skating together?
Shout
that's
out
how Heelys. That's how we get around the airport when we're late.
Yeah. You guys skate together as well, I saw.
We longboard together, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what you riding?
Yeah, it's a Sector 9.
I just broke Ethan's longboard the other day.
Yeah.
Because I almost got hit by a car. A guy almost ran me over and ran over the board and split it in half.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my fault 100%.
Never
trust
is.
Me.
Yeah. So I just said the guy just took off.
Two bulldogs. And do they skateboard? I see skateboarding bulldogs all the time. I don't know why.
No,
we've tried.
Like, they're Jewish, like their mom. And so, like, we try not to engage in any sort of sport where we're going to get hurt.
So you don't skate either, Samantha?
I do not.
Do you try to get them to not skate just in case they fall and break their wrist? You know, because that gets in the way of playing the guitar.
Well, I'm definitely not the mom, so
I was the one telling Ethan to stop skateboarding.
Well, the day that we released our single, I actually wrecked my ankle longboarding with him at like a golf course at like 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I've taken some time off, but I just started skating again.
How drunk were you?
Definitely only remember the pain.
Yeah. We would love to hear one of your guys' songs if you don't mind performing it.
Let's do it.
What are you guys going to sing for us first?
Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Lost Boys.
Let's
gonna
do
sing
Lost Boys.
One,
two, three.
Let's take the night off from caring about tomorrow. Let's take our minds off the things we can't control. Let's take our clothes off and jump into the ocean. Don't know where we're going, but it's somewhere out there. We got our whole lives left to make some memories. Drunk nights that we forget, I will remember best. We start a tricycle, and then it all goes black. Haircuts behind my back, hey! Yeah, I remember that. Oh, we're not gonna grow up. Oh, at least not till the sun's up. Let's take the night off from caring about tomorrow. Let's take our minds off the things we can't control. Let's take our clothes off and jump into the ocean. Don't know where we're going, but it's somewhere out there. Let's take the night off from caring about tomorrow. Hey! Let's take our minds off the things we can't control. Let's take our clothes off and jump into the ocean. Don't know where we're going, but it's somewhere out there. It's late but no light yet. Still time for Juliet to hear my Romeo yell through the window. Oh, we're not gonna grow up. Oh, at least not till the sun's up. Let's take the night off from caring about tomorrow. Let's take our minds off the things we can't control. Let's take our clothes off and jump into the ocean. Don't know where we're going, but it's somewhere out there. Let's take the night off from caring about tomorrow. Hey, let's take our minds off the things we can't control. Let's take our clothes off and jump into the ocean. Don't know where we're going, but it's somewhere out there. Oh, oh, yeah, oh, oh. So late, it's early now. Watching the moon go down, yeah. Holding your breath, let it out. From caring about tomorrow, let's take our minds off the things we can't control. Let's take our clothes off and jump into the ocean. Don't know where we're going, but it's somewhere out there. Let's take the night off from caring about tomorrow. Hey, let's take our minds off the things we can't control. Let's take our clothes off and jump into the ocean. Don't know where we're going, but it's somewhere out there. Oh, yeah. We got our whole lives left to make some memories. We're making memories, those nights that we forget. I will remember this.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, thank you.
Well done, early in the morning.
Yeah, good morning. We just got off a plane, so we're here.
Right off the plane, too?
We're literally right off the plane.
You guys sound great.
Thank you. Where are you coming from?
New York. Yeah.
Where do you guys live? Where's full-time home?
L.A.
You guys born and raised in L.A.?
No.
Samantha, where are you from, Samantha? You're New York, aren't you?
Born in London, and then moved to New York.
New York.
I was like a little kid.
What about you, Ethan?
I'm from Montana.
Montana.
Northwest.
You know, that's a place I want to go this year. I've always wanted to go.
You got to go. And if you go to the Northwest corner, yeah. That's where it's at.
Did you leave right when you were 18 or you stuck around for a while?
I left when I was 19, yeah.
19 years old. Yeah. Headed out west?
Headed out east, actually.
East.
Yeah, went out to the East Coast for a bit and then moved out to LA.
And of course, Pete, my best friend,
yeah,
New York.
Of course, the Italian stallion.
From New York, right?
Yeah, Long Island.
How do I keep guessing right with Pete?
Can't just
you guys are really connected.
So how'd you guys find each other?
Tinder.
Yeah.
They're my Tinderellas.
There should be a Tinder for musicians, shouldn't there be?
Like, I think someone's on that.
Someone's actually on that, we heard the other day. Yeah. I don't know how,
how soon it'll
quiet
be.
I should be about it.
Really? Oh, like,
someone's on it.
For real.
Someone's on it.
For real, not, for real?
Yeah, for real.
It's
for
not
real.
Dating, it. Though. It's like matching up. With
like,
I shouldn't be talking
matching
about
up.
No, you're not, but like, it's like, nobody, just in
if
case,
somebody told you about it, I'm sure it's not that top secret.
Well, someone,
it's free,
you
it's
know
free advertising.
Who it is, too.
It's free advertising. It's
I didn't mean, I didn't, actually didn't mean that in a rude way at all.
That's how I would do it.
I ain't getting in trouble.
No, it's a great idea.
That's how I'd do it.
No, Pete and I met through his publisher and my manager set us up on like a play date.
Uh-huh.
And we got along really well. We had a really good time. Uh-huh. We got together a couple times, and then he suggested bringing his friend Ethan down. And that was the first song we wrote together. It was the song we just played.
That was the first song you guys wrote together?
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys using Slash's guitar? Because I read that you guys... Samantha, you got that as a present when you DJed his wife's birthday or something?
Wow, that was a quick one. Didn't I just tell some of the story
yesterday?
Yeah. Good research.
That was the first time we said it.
Yeah, he gave it to me for Christmas.
And so you guys used that, I guess, as inspiration when you were writing?
Yeah, it's also just like sounds the best.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Slash's guitar.
Well, yeah, it's probably pretty expensive.
Yeah.
It's also set up really well.
It's just set up really well because it was set up for him, so it sounds good and doesn't feed back like most of my beat-up guitars.
I just felt guilty not using it when we had it in the room.
Stares at you in the corner.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Play me.
See, I would feel like I just shouldn't touch it. But that's just me not
being... Once you get over that, like once I got beyond the part of the thing, like, well, Slash, his hands are all, over this. I don't want to, get his juju off the guitar.
Ew.
And then when, that there's always that clumsy friend that comes in and just, I don't know.
Don't talk about me like that.
You are that clumsy friend. But, the friend that, touches the thing that nobody else has dared to touch and just, grabs it and...
Does something they're not supposed to do with it or...
Well, it's just, they don't even think about it. So then once that has been shattered, you're like, oh, okay, I guess I might as well. It's just your greasy hands on it now. I might as well play it.
I was at a buddy's house one time, and he went upstairs to change or whatever, going out. And I went in his, I said, hey, can I get a glass of wine? He said, yeah, sure. I go in his cupboard. I get a bottle of wine out. I open it up, and it was like a $2,000 bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
Got it at an auction. And he was not very happy.
Yeah, no.
I'm that friend.
But by the way, if you have that wine...
Put it somewhere.
There you go.
Especially if you say, hey, can I open a bottle of wine?
Yeah. Goes, yes.
And also...
Yeah, just don't touch the blah, blah, blah.
Is there ever a right time to drink a $2,000 bottle
of wine?
Yeah,
what are you saving it for? You might get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Just need to drink it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you should have said. You know, I thought you might get hit by a bus tomorrow, so I think we should drink it now.
So, cheers.
Yeah. So, in fact, you probably
did him
right
a favor.
Thing.
Could you taste the difference?
No.
He was already super drunk.
Yeah, I was already drunk.
Oh, no.
So
you
I was
just put a straw in it.
You put ice in it. Yeah. The whole thing.
Right there in the bag.
Yeah. We would love to hear you guys sing Good News.
All right.
If you don't mind.
No, this is not a test, never was, never will be, yeah. You can take my best, it's yours, it was never for me. I'm just looking for something to get me out of my seat, something that's true, yeah. What can I do, yeah? 'Cause every time I turn around, I'm back down to one, yeah. Tell me why it feels like I'm still on the run. I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. I've been holding back when I should be falling free, yeah. But it's not having faith, just believing what you can't see. And I'm still looking for something to get me out of my seat, something that's true. Darling, what can I do? Oh, 'cause every time I turn around, I'm back down to one, yeah. Tell me why it feels like I'm still on the run. I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. Give it all or give me up. I won't settle for enough. It's the highs and it's the lows we remember. Ooh, give it all or give me up. I won't settle for enough. It's the highs and it's the lows we remember. Remember. Some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Oh, oh yeah. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me, give it to me. Give it all or give me up. I won't settle for enough. It's the highs and it's the lows we remember.
Ooh. That's the kind of song you need to hear nowadays.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Give it up for Ocean Park. Stand up, everybody. Yep.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank, Kid Nation, where you could win up to $1,000, possibly more if you go with a safe deposit box. We do have one that could have up to $3,000 in cash and prizes. We don't know. We don't know which one contains that.
The three names we're about to announce have 10 minutes to call us back. If they don't, we will open it up for everyone. Right now, let's just keep the phone lines open for these three people right here. We're looking for Rene Hahn, Jose Armendariz, Crystal Alfieri. Crystal Alfieri, Jose Armendariz, Rene Hahn. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your 10 minutes start now. Good luck. While we wait for our Beat the Bank contestant, why don't we get into some new music?
All right.
Yeah.
A lot of good songs came out today, or songs that we've been waiting for, including the one from DJ Khaled.
Yeah, I was waiting.
This
has Bieber and Lil Wayne on it, right?
And Chance the Rapper.
Oh.
It's called I'm the One. I've been wanting to listen to this song for a while.
I can't wait.
I held off, Kelly.
All right.
Like you did.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, ooh.
But he's cursing. We can't play that on the radio.
I don't understand what he's saying, Al. I didn't understand.
We can't say that on the radio, Kelly.
Oh.
That's why.
I'm not sure who that was.
I understood everything Justin said.
It's going to hurt your virgin ears.
Thank you, Justin Bieber, for not doing that to me.
I like it. A little poppy.
Yeah.
But more poppy than I expected it to be.
High expectations with all those people on it. So yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
It's funny to watch DJ Khaled dancing with Justin Bieber.
He just filmed the music video at his house.
I think it was his house, right?
Yeah. Two guys dancing is kind of awkward.
Not if you do it right. No. Like when you see those dudes at the club.
It's kind of awkward. I'm going to be honest with you.
Come dance with me.
I'm not going to come dance with you.
Come here and dance with me.
I don't want to dance with you.
You want to slow dance or you want to dance?
No, I don't want to slow dance.
What do you want to do?
I don't want to dance with you.
He danced with me yesterday.
I know. Because I...
Is it
because
I'm Mexican? You don't want to dance with me?
Oh,
I see how it is.
I don't want to dance with, like
so
I just said.
Insecure.
See that, Kelly?
I know, right? I'm hurt. Right.
I think no. I don't want your pity dance.
Al can be talked into anything.
Yeah, but it's all good if we have a choreographed dance.
You guys are gonna dance together
right now?
No, we would just slow dance.
No.
Come here.
What?
It's okay if you're dancing like this, buddy.
Oh, this is
Al and JC are embracing and dancing.
Smoke it too, Al.
Do what I did, where one of you has to hold the hand out,
like this?
Who's leading, though?
Don't put your hand on my butt. See, that's where you cross the line, good sir.
Oh, that's it.
Not my first dance.
When I was
this song. But if you see the guys at the club that have like a choreographed dance down, that looks cool.
Oh,
no.
It doesn't.
Right. Am I the only one that enjoys
that?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I think it looks so cool when two like
when I was young and used to go out to those types of dance clubs and. It was always a group of like two or three guys that would get out there and you kind of clear the floor for them. And all you can think about is these boys have been sitting in a bedroom practicing.
Well, they film it for YouTube and a lot of people watch and they like it.
This was before YouTube.
Oh, it was?
The guy that used to work here in that room, that man room over there, Troy, would go to a club and he would get his buddies and they would start dancing. I'm like, no.
See, that's why Troy's one of my good friends because he's down to do that.
It doesn't make, you know.
In high school, my friends and I memorized the NSYNC Bye 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 dance so that we could bust it out at dances.
Oh.
So that the girls would like us.
Oh.
It worked.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
We had a circle around us. Yeah, the guys laughed at us and made fun of us. But the girls thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I think. I'm so glad you didn't go to my high school. You don't think they liked it? They cheered and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool and funny.
Did you get dates with any of those girls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
So many dates.
All right.
My calendar was full for like 2 years.
Wow.
That's sad.
Good to know.
That's sad.
More people should follow your example.
Am I lying a little bit? Of course. Maybe I got one. All right, moving on.
Yes.
Katy Perry's got a new song.
Good. I didn't like that last one.
I didn't like it either.
Slave to the Rhythm or whatever it is.
This one's with Migos, Kelly, your favorite rap group.
Yes, I love the Migos.
I know you love them. Bon Appetit.
Because I'm all that you want, boy. All that you can have, boy. Got this bread like a buffet. Bon Appetit, baby. Bon Appetit. The taste is seduction.
change your mind.
Sweet potato pie. Yeah.
I can get down with sweet potato pie. I'm the one that
second change your life. I like sweet potato pie.
Did you say sweet potato pie?
Yes, he did.
That's the first time sweet potato pie has been mentioned in a rap song.
Migos raps about the most random stuff.
Yes, they do.
I'm down with that.
It's like they're just in the studio and they're just staring at stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'll throw that in there.
We had the word cake mentioned in Fat Kid Love Cake. We had that in the song. We had
50 Cent, yeah.
Cottonelle.
And also Rihanna. Cake.
Well, right.
So you like food music?
Well, food or toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have another one. Last one out today.
Toilet paper music?
There's a rap song that has the word cottonelle in it.
I think that Drake. Is that was that Drake?
It's I don't know.
See, and I'm an Angel Soft girl. I can't go for that.
No. Well, I'm more of a Charmin, but
no, you know, Charmin's too thick.
Yeah, it's Drake on a roll like cottonelle. Yeah. I was made for all of this.
Yeah.
Angel Soft.
I remember that.
Angel Soft. Well, we'll try to work that into our next rap song.
Yeah. Don Cheadle song.
Maybe.
Yeah, we should. No, he's not a bear.
Sort of.
What? He's unfortunately
sort of,
not a bear.
Sort of.
What happened?
Beat he messed up.
Bang. Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Miles is a brown.
There you go.
Mitchell's a bear. Solomon's going west. Leonard's a jaguar.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what any of that means.
That's the NFL draft recap from Big Al Mag.
I don't know who any of those people are.
So those are our newest four millionaires, basically.
Yeah. Top four. Miles is the number one pick in the draft.
Yes.
Garrett from A&M, Kelly.
Yes.
And then Trubisky.
Trubisky.
From North Carolina. 20. Went number two to the Bears, which was a big surprise for everyone, but good for him because he's going to be super rich now and he might get to play.
Yep. Thomas Solomon.
Yeah.
He went to San Francisco.
Who's Thomas Solomon?
Well, he is a...
He's a defensive lineman.
He went third.
Yeah.
From where?
From Stanford.
Smart man.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
And then we had Leonard Fournette.
From LSU.
LSU. Go Tigers. He's now a Jaguar.
Jaguar. Renee Hahn, how are you doing?
I'm good.
You excited about the draft?
No.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about this.
Of course you are. Yeah, you were the first one to call back, which means you get to play. Congratulations. What are you up to right now?
Well, I was driving to work, but I had to pull over.
Smart. Very smart, Renee.
Very smart.
Now, I know you've probably listened to the show before. You probably know how to play Beat the Bank. Just legally, we have to tell you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'll do them quick. Bank vault. Banker in there. Money thrown your way. Increases. You yell stop when you think he's as high as he's going to go. If it closes, you get nothing. We have safe deposit boxes. If you take that, you pick between one, two, or three. Jenna opens, you get what's inside. You still have to yell stop even if he says 1,000. I think I covered everything.
Okay.
All right.
Am I supposed to ask Big Al how he's feeling?
You don't have to.
If you want to.
But I'm going
to
tell you anyway. I'm feeling like a box is in your future.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You don't have to take it, but you don't have to. It might be in there.
And I don't know. But I feel like you might go, things could go pretty well. You take a box.
Okay.
All right.
Renee, let's win some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$80. $140. $220. $260. $350. $390. $420. $570. $640.
Stop.
All right.
Hey, girl. $640
for you, Renee. That. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, I'm having our first baby in a couple months, so I'm sure it'll go towards diapers.
Yeah, those get expensive, unfortunately, because they poop so much, especially the first few months. Are you having a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you have $640. That's yours to keep. Just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
$680.
Well played.
Thank you for doing the exact opposite of what I suggested.
You played it perfectly.
Well, awesome.
Well, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay, Renee?
Okay, thank you.
All right. And you make proceed with driving. Now that you got all the excitement out of the way, we'll play again in less than an hour, 50 minutes away. We'll announce three more names. You sign up at KidNation.com. That's KIDDNation.com for our new friends joining us. And part-time Justin still trying to repay us for the $3,000 he spent on the road trip.
Yeah.
So now he has to go get part-time jobs. And this one is different because he tried to get a job as a surfer.
A surfer?
And we don't live near the beach.
No.
So we'll see how that works out with Justin next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin is joining us in studio.
Hello.
Hi, Justin. Now full-time Justin.
Yes. Thank you so much for giving me a ride to work the other day.
You're welcome. It was a blast.
I can't believe you forgot that you had to take me home.
I did not forget.
You guys are both so funny. Let me pull this back for a second because Dreese had already left to come to my house and help me move a table. And Justin
I'm so busy helping people.
I gave Justin a ride to my home so we could swap and Dreese could then take him to his house. And the whole way home, Justin's saying, you know, JC is just like not really great with communication. And this morning when I get to work, JC says the exact same thing about you to me. Because Justin's just not really great with communication.
Let me ask Kelly now, because Jen already knows what all went down. With communication.
Yes.
Justin came up to me, Kelly.
Right.
Or actually texted me and said, hey, can you give me a ride to work?
Okay.
And I said, yes.
Okay.
And I gave him his ride to work. Now, Justin and I have different schedules. Justin is the office manager, and I don't know how late he has to stay at work or how early he gets to leave. Uh-huh. I was on my way to help Jenna. So I figured since Justin had not brought up, hey, I need a ride home, I was free to go. Because that's not on me. Because I'm the one giving the ride.
True, it's not on you, but... No.
Should I have checked with him? Yes,
probably,
but I was so excited.
Should I have checked with you? Yes, I should have. But I also remember that day, Kelly was like, you also have to give him a ride back. And you said yes.
Yeah, well, I forgot about that.
I think the assumption is if you're giving someone a ride to work, that you're probably going to be giving them a ride home.
That is the assumption.
Unless there's something else verbally said that...
And you communication.
Know the solution is to over-communicate. And like JC said, he wanted to know either way if you needed a ride the next day. So both of you should have said either way you need to let each other know if you need a ride home or not.
Yeah, you didn't let me know if you needed one. So I stayed up all night wondering, does Justin need a ride home? Yeah.
It's just like later down when you ask her, can I come over?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, you can come over. Now, the assumption there is one thing, but it doesn't have to be discussed, but there is a discussion, an assumption on what's going to follow up.
The good news is it ended up working out because Jenna
massage?
Was...
What?
The good news is it worked out because you got it right to
it
Jenna.
It did. Yeah, thank you again, Jenna.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had a blast.
We sure did.
And then I gave him a ride home.
It was good. And then, see, y'all are all taking care of me. And we realized that communication is key.
We were both at fault. Can we leave it at that?
Yeah, we were both at fault. And I also realized communication is key whenever you're teaching a surf class.
Yeah.
Which I did.
So here's the thing. Justin has to go get part-time jobs now. Now, because he is full time, but he spent too much money of the company's money.
Sure have, and then I also have to pay back my truck because I got that fixed too.
Right?
Ooh, so don't give anyone a credit card these days. You know that?
I
know
that.
You will.
Yeah.
Justin was talking about his credit card yesterday.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
He just got his first credit card.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Your very first one?
Well, I had a gas one, but I don't think it was a real credit card.
This is different. I'm like, it's exciting, but you start spending money before you have it.
And then you get in trouble.
It can get really out of hand.
What's the credit limit? Like $200-$300?
No, the credit is $1,500.
And how much?
Okay, that's good. That's
and I've already spent $1,100.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah,
within hours of him having the car.
Yeah, definitely. But the truck was so expensive, and I
you
need a ride.
It. It's okay.
I ain't nothing without a car here.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways.
You know what the credit company sees when you already spent $1,100, it's like, yep, got him.
Got him.
But that income tax return is going to come in, so it's going to help me pay. You know, I just have money in places that I need to put in other places.
You're not liquid yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you probably got a little bit of something working at the surf company, right?
Oh, yeah, sure did.
Speaking of, where do you surf in the South?
Right? I was surfing in a mall. What they had? Well, I guess we should play my song first.
You want to do your theme song?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, Justin. Without any practice, and he has not recorded it yet, even though we have plenty of time to record it, he likes to do it live. You ready?
Ready. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yup.
What?
Yep. All right.
But I felt better about that one.
Yeah. Y'all was just a little step behind the beat when you start.
Yeah, behind and then too fast. Yeah.
Then I catch
and
on.
And then you speed up.
I have a move, too, where you, like, you cup your...
Your moves. Your moves.
Yeah, and then you just pat them up for each beat.
I love that move.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is that a dance move?
That's mine.
I love your dance move.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
you
I taught a surf class.
Yeah, so there's a surf place in the mall.
Yes,
yeah.
I've seen it. It's right down the street.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like...
This is hard, though. That's where the waves are, and people were probably flipping over, right? Trying to get out on the board.
Yeah, it's like this plastic hill, and they have water shooting on the back of it, and you get your board on, and you're supposed to maintain balance while you're on this hill, while water's pushing against you.
Have you ever surfed in real life?
Nope, never. Okay. But I was able to teach some guppies today, or a week ago, how to surf.
About a week ago. Guppies.
All right, let's see how Justin did as a surf coach.
Hello, what's up? My name's Justin. Are y'all ready to surf today? Yeah. All right, little guppies. I'm going to give you a little demonstration on how to do it, okay? Have y'all ever surfed before?
No.
All right, I'm going to show you guys how to get on the surfboard and ride a wave, okay?
Yeah. Are you okay?
I fell. I fell a lot.
Uh-oh. Can't get the tape recorder.
Justin, were you ever...
water everywhere.
I didn't teach him a thing. All I taught him was how to get on the water and fall. That's it. Never once did I get to ride one wave.
So that's the end of the bit?
That was the end. That's the exact end.
Are you okay?
That's it. It was bad.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yup.
What?
Yup.
Right. You don't even need the music.
Yup.
You don't
need
it.
No. Do it, JC.
What?
Do it. The dance move. Shake them. Kelly, your turn.
Shaking the breast?
Oh, no.
I don't know how your dance moves are so on beat, but your singing is not.
I don't know either.
I don't get it. Yeah, maybe we'll send you to a music lab one day.
Okay.
All right. Good time. Okay. Thanks, Justin.
A beat coach.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we already had a winner earlier today.
Yeah, we did.
What was it? $640. $640 is what we gave away. We'll announce three more names in 20 minutes for round two, but let's get to Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good.
And that should make you feel good.
It should make us all feel good. That's how we want to go into the weekend.
You know who's feeling good this morning?
Who, Big Al Mac?
Our very own Nick Adams.
Yeah. Nick is donating.
Donating stem cells.
Stem cells. He's
I guess it's done now, right?
He was gone yesterday, so I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, he's saving a life.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make me feel good. That would make me feel very fulfilled.
A lot of props to Nick for doing that, too.
Yeah, man.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT.
I'm feeling really good because my cat's getting neutered, so I think that's going to stop the meowing at night.
Yeah, it should.
Well, he ain't feeling very good.
Calm him down a little bit, too.
Yeah.
He's feeling awful.
Of course, he's probably under right now, so Migo, thinking about you, buddy.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
thinking about you. Anybody else feeling good?
You're
fabulous.
Just brought me down. Your cats feel good. Just brought me down.
I'm just feeling good because it's Friday.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Oh, man. Doesn't it feel
right?
I'll take that.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Feeling good. I have no plans tonight.
For the first time
in a while.
Now, the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, I thought you were too busy to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Too busy.
I'm sorry. I was confusing tonight for something else.
Uh-huh.
That's right, Kelly. You're busy tonight, but not tomorrow.
Yeah, very busy. And then the rest of the weekend is shot,
it's hard
too.
When you get caught in the lie.
You incriminated yourself, Kelly.
That's
didn't have to do it.
Wow.
I guess it's on. You can go to
I forgot. I just had a... You know, I'm getting older.
Kelly Raspberry.
I can't remember everything.
There you have it.
800-KID-LIVE, our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Well, I had to look this one up because we didn't know what it meant, but I'm 9 weeks pregnant with a rainbow baby. Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, and what do you think a rainbow baby was, Al? Because I had guesses and I was wrong.
I would guess a baby the two ladies are having together.
That's a good guess.
You know what my guess was?
What?
You had two biracial people having a baby, because then the baby would be multiracial, so it'd be a lot of colors of the rainbow.
Right.
And I was wrong,
and
too.
Wrong too.
Yeah. Jenna, any guesses?
No, that's what I was going to say is...
Rainbow babies when apparently you have a miscarriage or a baby's born stillborn, and then you get pregnant after that.
deliver the next baby is considered. I'd never heard that.
Wow.
So that would make my daughter Chloe our rainbow baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Good deal.
And you don't know how common miscarriages are until you have one.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Well, women, because you know. Women don't talk about it. Yeah. But it happens a lot. Yeah.
Oh, you don't know that it's happening.
Let's Brittany, go to the phone.
How's it going, Brittany?
Really good. Thanks, y'all.
All right. Feel good Friday. What are you feeling good?
So we got a couple things in our family that I'm feeling good for. My fiance just got an amazing job, and so he's been out of a job for the last 3 weeks. So we're thankful for that.
Okay.
And the next is we're finally moving out of my parents' house, so that'll be awesome.
Yay.
And then our wedding is in September. It's 149 days away.
Yay.
And yesterday, I found out we're going to Disney World.
Yay.
In 224 days.
Whoa!
That's all the time we have for food.
Hey, Brittany.
There you go. Good Friday for all month.
Yeah.
Where did you guys live, like, when you lived at your parents' house?
Yeah. We lived, actually, in my dad's backyard in his pool house. So it'll be nice to have our own space.
Yeah,
yeah, but some pool houses, like I got some rich friends, I would move into their pool house today.
Daddy's pool house ain't bad.
If they made that offer, I am there.
Yeah, it's good.
Is Daddy rich?
Yes, I guess.
Yes. You weren't in a hardship.
Now, what are you feeling good?
My daddy's rich. Yeah. I feel good.
That should have been your feel-good Friday.
Some of those pool houses, man.
That's feel-good life, I think. That's what it's called. Brittany, congratulations. Have a wonderful weekend.
A pool house is like just the second house. It's got a kitchen and bathroom.
Yeah. Well, then my wife and I lived in a pool house before, but it was not a
like
nice
that.
One. No, the pool was green and smelled funny. Hey, Angel.
Hi.
Hey,
Angel.
Okay, so my feel good Friday is that I'm getting married next week. But
it is
a nerd themed wedding, so it's May the 4th be with you.
Oh.
A nerd themed wedding.
Oh,
you're a genius.
God.
So you're literally
it's going to be I've got a lightsaber bouquet, the bridesmaids have comic book bouquets, it's got Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones. Our save the date for actually a physical floppy disk that you put on the fridge of the magnet. Get it? Save the date.
Yeah.
and I mean, we went all out. It's ridiculous.
That's wonderful, though.
And what are you wearing again?
I'm wearing a dress. It's a gorgeous gown, but my daughter's giving me away. She's 10, and she's going to be dressed as Rey from The Force Awakens. So my dress matches those colors.
Oh, are you going to do your hair in those cinnamon bun Princess Leia things?
No.
Not that serious.
No, but I am wearing an elven crown with little elf earring. They make you look like you have elf ears. There's jewelry with Arwen's necklace and the Lord of the Rings.
Aww.
Is your fiance dressing up like Chewbacca? I do.
No. He's actually all guys because it's nerd themed. They're wearing white button downs with comic book bow ties and nerd glasses.
Wow, that's so cool.
We want to see pictures.
Yeah, send us pictures, Angel.
Yeah, send us pictures next week.
I will, absolutely. I have a little tidbit, though.
What?
I used to be married to the father of my child, and he's an amazing man.
Uh-huh.
So when we got divorced, I signed him up for Kelly's dating show.
Oh. How did that go?
And he, obviously, you didn't date him. But he's the one, it was Patrick, and he's the one who got you the teddy bear at the mall.
Oh,
for your daughter.
Yeah,
remember
he was
that?
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Very good man. You're right, he was a good man.
What was Kelly's dating show?
Oh, I did so many. Kid made me do the pyramid of dating.
Uh-huh.
I forget the titles of all of them.
Yeah.
You did a bunch.
I did a lot, yeah. He loved doing that to me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm trying to get rid of Kelly.
That was before we had Bumble, Kelly. Now you have Bumble.
Yeah, right.
Well, Angel, you have fun at your wedding, and May the 4th be
Hello,
with
I'm
you.
Alan.
Yeah, we got Alan now. Oh, I was hoping this person would call in because I saw the text earlier. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
I'm so happy you called. I saw your text. I was about to read it, and then I saw that you gave us a call. So I'd rather you tell us the good news.
So my great-grandmother is turning 110 on Sunday.
Yay.
110 years old.
Wow. Yes, and she met both of my kids. I have a 4-year-old, Aiden, and a 5-month-old, Camila.
Camila. Mm. And your grandmother's name's Catalina.
Catalina. She was actually on Univision yesterday at 5.
Oh, she was?
So, yes, she was.
Oh, you
She's
missed
also,
me.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you're Mexican.
Oh. Well, I'm mixed. I'm black and Mexican.
Awesome.
Shut up.
You're Blackskin. Blackskin? What is that?
Black. Yeah, Blackskin. Have you ever asked your grandma or your great-grandmother what's the secret to living that long?
Well, from what I heard yesterday, that one of my cousins who apparently was invited, and I wasn't, she basically grew up eating vegetables and, like, a lot of fruit and vegetables, homemade stuff from Mexico.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Clean eating.
Yeah.
So...
Well, congratulations on to her for living 110 years.
Feliz cumpleaños, Catalina Reyes.
Wow.
You tell her happy birthday for us.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, did we lose Jasmine? Yep, we lost Jasmine. Let's go to Austin. Hey, Austin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
It's going great.
Talk to us.
So what's going on?
Okay, so today I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice. I'm about to quit my job. And they've just loaded a buttload of work on me. Oh. I'm getting ready to move to South Carolina.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
What part of South Carolina? Are we on the radio where you're moving?
I don't know, but I'm going to listen to y'all every morning still.
What are you going to do with all that buttload of work?
Oh, I'm just going to pass it off to the next guy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's how you do it.
You quitting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much when you put your two-week notice in, that's like... I'm
it's like senior year of high school.
I'm not doing any more work. Just
I'm going to show up and get paid, basically.
Right? You're going to love South Carolina.
Oh, I know. I've been out there a couple of times for vacation, and I love it.
Everybody's so beautiful nice.
Yeah. Have fun with your move, and good luck, Austin. Keep in touch. Call us when you move in.
I had a friend move recently for her husband's, you know, he's a doctor, and he's going to school in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think I'm ever going to come back. She said, I can't believe how nice the people are. Yeah.
Yeah. Southern hospitality.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Very real thing.
It is.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
You are extremely excited, aren't you?
I am super excited.
Why?
I get to graduate college in a week.
Yay! What are you going to do?
I have a job lined up at a sheriff's office in Louisiana.
Ooh, working for the law.
Wow.
You get to wear a uniform?
Yep, get to wear a uniform and everything.
Oh, and a gun?
Yes. Yep, and a gun.
One in billy clubs.
What you said?
The nightstick?
Is that a billy club or is that a nightstick?
Same thing.
Yeah.
No.
I would just walk around just popping that in my hand all the time.
Oh, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I know you
would.
Yeah,
and show everybody I'm in business.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
I practice clearing my house. Oh. I don't even know how you're supposed to do it. I watch Criminal Minds, and I get my weapon.
Clear.
I'm like, clear, cover me. Wheezy, come on.
Jenna, we're not doing Does That Make Me Crazy right
now. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're doing Feel Good Friday. Yeah. All right. Keep those Feel Good Fridays coming. We like to see what you guys are up to this weekend. But we do have to take a break because it's time to pull out three more names.
Okay.
And then announce them for Beat the Bank Round 2. Is your name going to be called? Find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Think about the box and what's inside. JC's cat's man parts. Or maybe a slip and slide. Beat the Bank.
My.
Or Jenna's Lil Wayne ticket.
Bang.
Yeah.
Hope it's not... Little Amigos.
What would those little man parts be worth? I guess the cost of the fixation.
I say priceless.
Jamie, how you doing?
I am awesome.
Welcome. You are caller number 11. That means you get to play Beat the Bank Week because we didn't have those three people call back. So
congratulations.
You benefit, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I listen to you guys every morning on the way in, and I have a little bit of a break before I go into the building and turn the radio back on, and I actually just turned it back on right when you said no one called.
Perfect time.
Really?
Okay, it's meant to be.
Nice. So you're already at work then, huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
I'm an auto mechanic in Wichita.
Oh, another auto
mechanic.
That's back-to-back mechanics right there we've had. Back-to-back
All right, Jamie. Well, you know how this goes. We're going to throw you in that vault, and the banker's going to start yelling out dollar amounts, and all you have to do is say stop. Even if it goes to 1,000, you got to say stop, because if it shuts, you get nothing, and he might say safe deposit box. So you're more than welcome to choose one of those, and I'll open it for you.
Sounds good.
We got a deal, Jamie?
I am absolutely ready.
All right, make sure you yell stop so we can hear you. Otherwise, if it closes, you get nothing. All right, man? Jamie,
gotcha.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
50. 100. 150. 200. 250. 300. 340. 440. $570. $630.
You go, buddy.
Woo. Wow.
$640 and $630, back
nice,
to back.
Nice just paper, like just turning your radio back on.
Yeah, right?
Not bad, Jamie.
You did that while you were on break.
Yes, sir. Hey, what are you going to do with that?
We got a trip coming up to Denver that hasn't been paid for yet. Take the kids to see Dan TDM.
Nice.
The theater.
That's wonderful.
Well, you know what? What's that?
I was going to say that'll give us a little more money to do some more fun stuff with the kids.
Oh, absolutely,
there
Jamie.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, that's yours to keep. It's in your pocket just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$690.
Still good.
$890.
Oh, what a joke.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you did good, son.
Well done.
You did good. You did good.
Jamie, you enjoy that trip to Denver with the family, okay, man?
Thank you guys so much.
All right, man. Have a good day at work. Enjoy your weekend. That's Beat the Bank right there. It returns on Monday, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Sign up to play at kidnation.com.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.